How big is the house?
Well, they have three rooms, mm-hmm. but in 1940, there was an Indian people lived there. No gas, no electric. So they use a candle,
uh-huh.
and use a wood cooking. So when they in the house, they use it and rent to them from those welfare.
Oh.
Only get $5 a month
uh-huh.
for that house.
Uh-huh.
So when I asked the landlord to rent it to me, she said that $20 are enough for me to cover up the property tax.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, well, I'm not putting anything in there, so I have to put electric, put gas in there.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the rest and repairing job, I have to do it myself and my friends.
Oh, nice. How many of your friends live there at that time?
Three of them.
Uh-huh. And they all decide to do the work in the florist shop?
No, they are working as a cook or waiter from different kind of work.
Oh, and you said that you also work as a cook and a waiter
yeah.
at the same time you
well,
had that
considered as our hangout place, you know.
I see.
In the old days, we used to find a room or find some place for a good group of friends to have a place to hang around. You know?
Uh-huh. And all these friends are single at that time?
Yeah, by then they're all single.
Uh-huh. So. How was the business at the beginning?
No, there's no business at all. Because I have a work as a cook and daytime, I get up a little early. If I have business, I go to market and get some flour.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I let it go, you know,
I see.
For hangout.
Uh-huh. But you did do some business.
Yeah,
though.
I did. Yeah.
Most of the customers were
Chinese. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
100% Chinese.
How did you get these customers to know you?
Well,
do you advertise?
Yeah, advertise.
I
pass out handbill, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because Chinatown area is small, you know, easy to
mm-hmm.
everybody know it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
By then now, in Chinatown, in Los Angeles area, mm-hmm. we have less than 10,000 Chinese population in here.
Mm-hmm.
I think by then about 6,000 or 7,000 around there.
Uh-huh. And at that time, the names of a florist shop, the same as now,
yeah.
cafe,
yes.
florist, and the Chinese name is
Xinhua Papo.
Xinhua Papo, yeah. And so, and you start, when did you quit as a cook and concentrate?
Well, when business getting a little better, then I quit that, concentrate more on the flower shop.
Uh-huh. And how many years were you in that?
Well, I started that when the Second World War came, then I joined the Navy.
Oh.
See, in 1941,
uh-huh.
I joined the Navy, then until 1945, I spent exactly 4 years in the Navy.
Oh. What's the position were you in?
Mostly Chinese, then they know a Chinese that good cook, so they put me a cook.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Were all your friends joined the Army or Navy as well? The friends living?
Yeah, many of them, Army, Navy, Air Force, they went in different branch of armed service.
Uh-huh. So I would assume that you were citizen then?
In the Navy, then they have to be American citizens.
Right. So you came to United States
and
right away you become a citizen or you naturalized?
No, the Chinese cannot be naturalized.
Uh-huh.
I came in there as a son of American citizen.
Uh-huh.
So
automatically you were a citizen?
Yeah.
I see.
Because, for instance, the American citizen
mm-hmm.
get married, have children in foreign country, their children is the American citizen too.
Uh-huh.
So the Chinese have the same thing.
How did your father get American citizenship?
Oh, he came here long enough. I don't know how he got his citizenship.
Uh-huh. Did your grandfather ever come to this country?
That I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Because when I was young, my father died.
Uh-huh.
Don't know much about history, family history.
Right, I see.
Have nobody to ask.
Uh-huh. So you were a citizen, you worked in the Navy for 4 years.
Yeah,
and,
served in the Navy.
Yeah, as all these 4 years you were the cook.
Yeah.
I see. Did you get some kind of salary or?
No, when first I stuck, all those servicemen, Mark Private or first getting in, they get $21 a month.
Uh-huh. So you probably went to different places.
Yeah, we went to our ship went to Alaska, Central Pacific.
Uh-huh. Ever went to China?
No,
Pacific.
From island to island by then, see.
Uh-huh.
Like my other said, they said island to island hop. See, I was on those landing amphibian force.
How many Chinese were with you at that time?
Aboard my ship, sometimes we have one or two, sometimes just by myself.
Oh, I see.
See, uh-huh. They assigned us to different ships.
Uh-huh.
So such as a destroy, transport, uh-huh. or those landing craft, landing ship,
uh-huh.
whatever they need you, they send you, they put you there.
I see. So you were in the army for 4 years and then you came back.
Navy.
You came back to Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And what did you do then?
Then I worked in some store as a produce man, take care of vegetable
uh-huh.
for a short time.
Uh-huh.
Then I started the flower shop again.
Uh-huh. That was all in Chinatown?
Yeah, in Chinatown.
Uh-huh. So you start your own flower shop here or
no,
back,
then,
to the same place?
Back to the same place. Then after a short time, then the landlord said they have to tear down the old house.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved to Broadway until now. So.
I see. So who was this landlord?
I'm the Caucasian.
Caucasian. Does he live around this area or?
No, along Chinatown area before, all Italian
uh-huh.
or few Mexican.
But this landlord Caucasian.
Yeah, Caucasian. I think more or less Italian.
All
the property around Los, the Chinatown area are Italian mostly.
I see.
That's why they have a St. Peter uh-huh. Catholic Church.
Right. Uh-huh. I see. So so you kind of came back and you moved to this, exactly, this store?
No, next door.
Oh, next door.
Yeah.
And
that's my third time move.
I see. So you were next door for how many years?
I don't quite remember the year now.
Uh-huh.
But I moved to this present location, I think, in 1945
uh-huh.
until now.
I see.
Yeah, I've been moved to two different places before I moved here.
Yeah. So since that 1945, you never do other kind of job,
no.
but this?
Yeah, uh-huh. but
so, may I ask back a little bit about where you were born and your hometown, you know?
Well,
so you were born in Canton, which village?
Yeah, Sanwei.
Sanwei, okay. Were there many people came from Sanwei?
Sanwei, in the old days, we have a lot of Sanwei people come.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's how they started Kong Chao in San Francisco. Kong Chao, that's Sanwei, Hoi San, Yanping, Hoi Ping. They call it Gu Gong Chao.
Uh-huh. Oh, Gu Gong Chao. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They have the Kong Chao Wei Kun before they have a Zhonghua Wei Kun.
Uh-huh. I see. But Gong Chao is not like Lao Guan Jiang Chao.
No,
but
the Gong Chao, that's the name of the district.
I see. Uh-huh.
The five districts.
I see. Uh-huh.
Jiang from mainland China.
Oh, I see.
He said he from water, he from 5th, 6th, then he from out of Hong Kong.
Ah, I see.
He's a quite a typical guy.
Uh-huh. Now works in the in China.
No, he has his own business as a repairman, contractor, carpenter, any kind of work.
Oh, that's amazing. So your mother always stay in Sanwei?
In the old village, yeah, Sanwei.
And so all the brothers came here, and so she was by herself, or she got some relatives stay with her?
Well, we have by then my brothers, they already married, they have a son,
So the sample always...
Together.
Oh, so the sample didn't come to the United States?
Before the Second World War, 90% Chinese in here are single.
Uh-huh.
Because in 1924, the immigration law, those people give to you, I think they tell you more detail, you know. They don't allow the American citizens, Chinese American citizens to bring wife over here.
Right. So your brother had to go back to China and visit their family once a while.
Well, if they can afford it and have time.
Do you remember how often they went back?
No, I don't know. But when I came here, I took the Chinese steamship company. They called it Zhongguo Yaoqing Gongxi. That ship run by Chinese, owned by Chinese. When I came here, only I pay $85 per bai chong.
So you got the...
Took 32 days from Hong Kong to San Francisco.
How did you get to Hong Kong from somewhere?
Well, the boat went out of the Gongmun to Hong Kong.
Oh,
right. You know.
Anybody take care of you or
no,
you just...
No, I think we... The Chinese, we're adventurous, we're independent.
How do you know which one to go and how to get
well,
there?
Well, they think anyway, right?
So
well, want to have some friend, you know.
So did you came with friends also?
No, just
by friends. Yourself. So during that 32 days in the on the ship, what did you do?
Well, sometimes they have a barbecue, haishun.
Oh, excuse me.
Well, but then in the ship we have 500-600 Chinese passengers.
Oh.
Many of them they took the ship to San Francisco, then take the train to South America. So always every trip we have 500-600 Chinese passengers.
Were there women in?
No, very seldom. Maybe sometimes one or two they have a different compartment. So at least 95% all men. All men.
I see. I guess that. So you came to, you have been San Francisco and Los Angeles, and have you ever been other places?
No, not for working.
You mentioned about your schooling a little bit earlier, but can you talk about from the very beginning, did you go to school in China while you were
well,
in China?
Well, just good at junior school, you know,
right.
Yeah, just a village. School, they have one teacher and have maybe a few dozen relatives at home.
How many years did you go to this seashore?
I think six or 7 years.
At that time there was no public school?
No public school.
Right.
Just a private.
So 5 or 6 years, and then you came to the United States for more education.
Yeah,
English. So you never take any other Chinese school?
Well, there's no except at Zhonghua Hongkou, they have a Chinese school.
Did you go?
But when you attend English school, you cannot attend Chinese school at the same time.
No time while you were working.
And at the same time, you'll make a living.
May I also ask, where did you learn all this brush painting? Because I saw you. May I ask you about a little bit about your family? I was asking about your family. When did you get married?
Well, I've been here so long and I feel single man is too lonely, you know. Then all the friends' encouragement, I better have a family. So I went to Hong Kong in 1955 and get married.
Oh, How did you meet your wife?
From some friends in the the friend from Los Angeles.
Oh, I see. So you got married in 1955, and you at that time you were able to bring your wife over.
My wife came over in 1956.
I see. How many children do you have?
I have three now.
Oh.
Two girls, one boy.
I see. Very nice. And all of them are going to school?
Yeah, they all in college now.
I see. Oh, that's very nice.
One at City College, one at Cal State, and one at UCLA, they go to different schools. Well, because they are citizens, they have to don't worry too much about tuition. Then we have the home for them to stay.
Right.
So that's depend on them, you know.
Where have you been living? Did you live in this same building?
No, I have a home. I have a house there.
Around Chinatown area?
Not far from Chinatown, for my convenience.
Oh, I see. That's very nice.
Yeah.
When did you buy the house? After you got married, have children?
Have children over 20 years ago.
But before you bought that house, you probably
lived in the flower shop.
I see.
Yeah, live in the back of the flower shop.
That's very common, right? Most of the Chinese in Chinatown, they live in the back quarter. Chenpu Hao
Gui,
right? I see. So
that's more economic though, you know.
Yes, it's more convenient too.
But not like the Caucasian, they won't live in style, you know.
How much do you have to pay for the rent in this area in the old days?
In the old days, like this store now, you say about 150.
You say in the old days about $150 a month, and
at
now
at present they pay about $1,500.
$1,500.
Yeah, at present.
Oh, wow.
The end of this tape.